Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio, the Monday edition. Yeah, it looks a lot like Christmas out there. We had icy roads this morning, and it looks like we're going to have them again tomorrow morning. So for those of you who have kids that go to school, you want to be sure to be listening to Herb Day Radio tomorrow morning for all of those closings and delays as they're made available. Lunchtime with the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack, now 132 South High in Hillsboro. Here comes the Eagles getting us going today. Get your requests into us at Lunchtime with the Oldies, 937-661-6110, or drop us an email at herbdayradio@yahoo.com. Over the weekend, ran into some people in the Wilmington area, and I promised them I'd play some Drifters for them. This is Some Kind of Wonderful on America's Fun Oldies Station.
To do is touch my hand to show me you understand, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful. But anytime my little world seems blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful. I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I wanna say, but the right words just don't come my way. I just know when I'm in your embrace, this world is a happy place, and something happens to me. There's some kind of wonderful. Just don't come my way. I just know when I'm in your embrace, ooh, this world is a happy place, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful, some kind of sweetness, some kind of warm eyes, some kind of soft sight. Lord, it's some kind of wonderful. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Lunchtime with the Oldies continues on Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. He was born George Joseph Nolan into a large Irish Catholic family in Dorchester, Massachusetts. One of his brothers became a priest. He took a different path, became a musician. He began playing trumpet at a very early age under the guidance of a man named Joseph Donovan, and by age 14 he was trumpet soloist with the Massachusetts All-State Symphony Orchestra. He passed away in 2008, but he left a long list of musical accomplishments, music that will enrich our lives for many years to come. You know him as Danny Davis. You remember his group as the Nashville Brass. This is Jingling Brass on Lunchtime with the Oldies. Lunchtime with the Oldies on America's Fun Oldies Station, Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack. This is probably one of the most requested songs on Lunchtime with the Oldies. Bob and Sandy and Sardinia wanted to hear it. Here's the Big O, Roy Orbison, Ah, You Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind of
time of the oldies on Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. You have a sweet tooth. Ah, they have the solution for that. A song written by Ronnie Mack, recorded by the Chiffons, who topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks back in the spring of 1963. The Chiffons, He's So Fine on America's Fun Oldie Station.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang. He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
She were mine.
The Chiffons and He's So Fine on America's Fun Oldies Station, Herb Day Radio. Lunchtime with the Oldies. Thank you for brown bagging it with us today. 1965 was the year. Then he was a teenager, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to pine. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.